mind of Kufres, he asked the Kasha, the Sava Rav, Epshla Selto Osef. Gemara had earlier said the Rav who holds the Chaticha Nasas Nevela must assume that Epshla Selto Osef, and that's where the Chaticha becomes like a Nevela. So for Epi Gemara, does Rav really hold that Epshla Selto Osef, the Ha'itma, Kizai is Nasa Shinatala Tov Yerushal Cholav, Amirav, Botzer Osef Acholav Mutter. Rav had made a statement about this case, and the kezayis basa falls into a pot of milk, so the basa is going to be asa, but the chalav is mutter. Why is the chalav mutter? Because the basa is not going to be no sintam into the chalav. The shishim and the chalav connect the basa, but the chalav is going to enter into the basa. It'll be no sintam in that little piece of basa. Isal kadaitach epshel asafto asa. In fact, the Gemara, if Rav holds it epshel asafto asa, chalav amay mutter, chalav nevelahu. Rav holds that Epshel Softo Osa, so then the Cholav that enters into the Basa becomes Cholav Nevela. Then it comes out, and it'll be Osa Min Bemino with the other Cholav. You have Cholav Nevela with Cholav Heter. That should be Osa, according to Rav. Lo'olam Zokta Gemarka Sova Rav Epshel Softo Osa. Shani Osam Damar Kroa Lo Savasha Gadiba Chalevi Mo Gadi Osa Torah Velo Cholav. Comes the Gemara and says, as we describe at great length, that Rav has a special sheet that is Exeris HaKosav, that when it comes to the creation of Asa B'Cholav, only the Basa becomes Asa, but the Cholav is not Asa. So the Cholav that enters into the Basa will not become a Cholav Nevela, because there won't be a problem of Min B'Mino with the Cholav Shel Heter. That's what the Gemara said at that point. So now the Gemara continues, and asks, V'Sover Rav G'di Asa Tov L'Cholav, can that be? Now we said, L'Maskona, Rav is not going to hold like that, but at that stage in the Gemara, we thought that Rav felt that there's no issa of basa b'cholav on the cholav. The fact that Gemara, how could that be? V'ha'itmar, chatzi zayis basa b'chatzi zayis cholav shebishlan zem zeh. Amar Rav, loka al achilos v'eno loka al bishula. What happens if you have chatzi zayis basa b'chatzi zayis cholav and you cook them together? So this is the case that we keep on quoting in the Rishon. And this is the raya that basa b'cholav is an issa machmas atzma. But even if you don't have a kezayis of basa and a kezayis of cholav, you only have chatzi zayis of each, you have a basa b'cholav over here. Right? You have an israchila of basa b'cholav. But there's no zayis shalim of either one. The answer is, it's a chefza shal iser. They both become gufo shal iser. So together you have a kezayis of basa b'cholav. Chatzi of this, chatzi of that. That can make a kezayis of basa b'cholav. But Rav commented on this case that you look on the achila but not on the bishul. Look on the achila but not on the bishul. The Isaka Daita Gdiyasa Tavala Cholav, Ha Achila Amai Loke. Why does he say in a loka al Bishulo? You're not loka on the Bishul, but on the Achila you are loka. You shouldn't be loka on the Achila either. Because you have Chatzi Zayas, a Basa B'Cholav. The Basa became Asa. The Cholav was no Sintam into the Basa. So the Basa is Basa B'Cholav. That's Asa. So that, right, you're eating a Chatzi Zayas of Basa. That's not a Chiyav. That's not a Shia for which you could be Chayav Malkis. So Rav can hold Gidiyasa Tarab L'Cholav. He has to hold that Cholav is also Asa. And that's how you can be Loka on the Achila. Why you're not going to be Loka on the Bishul? That's a different issue. We're going to have to talk about that. That's a whole long Dishasugi. That's the next piece. Okay? But you see from his line that Loka L'Chilaso, that it must be that Gidiyasa Tarab V'Gama Cholav, both the Basa and the Cholav are also Midin Basa V'Cholav. That's why, even if you have Chatzi Zayis Mizeh, Chatzi Zayis Mizeh, you're still going to be Loka on the Achila. So then the original kasha comes back. Rav said that if you have the basa that falls into the cholav, so then the basa is going to be osa, but the cholav is mutter, because the cholav is not in time into the basa, but not the other way. Why don't we say the cholav nevela? That after the cholav is nesar, when it entered into the basa, now it comes out, it's cholav nevela, and it should be osa min b'mina b'mashehu in the cholav het. Elozak the Gemara, La'olam kasav erav cholav nami asa. V'hachem ma'eskinek v'oshenofa l'toch yore rosachas. Really, Rav holds the cholav is also a shtik basa b'cholav. It's also asa midin basa b'cholav. But this case, the cholav mutter, that's because the basa fell into a boiling pot of cholav. The nivla bola miflat lo pola. Nivla bola, the basa is going to be boleya the cholav, but miflat lo pola. It's not going to be maflit. It's not going to expel the cholav once it's boleya. The cholav is going to stay inside. So if Taka the cholav would have left, if Miflat Pala had said, then if Taka would have been cholav nevela with the cholav had, there would have been a problem. But since it falls into a boiling pot, so it's boleya, but it's not poli. I so frank the gemara kinayach hoder poli. Kinayach when it comes down. unclear exactly what it means, it's coming down. But kinayev says the Gemara hadapolit, it's going to be maflit, it's going to expel the chalav. But the Gemara kishakadam is silka. Rav's case, Rav's halacha, his psak halacha is talking about that the bossa fell into the yore rosachas of chalav. The bossa is going to be also from the tam chalav that's nivel into the bossa. Why is it not chalav nevela? Why is there no min bemino? The chalav nevela should come out from the bossa and asa the yore. The answer is that it's not going to be maflit. It's not going to be maflit at the original stage. But kinach, at some later stage, it is going to be maflit. No, we're talking about pesach kodem silka that you took out the piece of basa. You took out the piece of basa before it's nayach, whatever nayach means. So then it's not going to have the opportunity to be maflit the cholov. So therefore, there'll be no cholov nevela with the cholov heter in the yore. Period. That's the gemara. What does it mean, kinayach, or what does this statement mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi says nayach means it's lo nayach from the resicha. It's bubbling. It's boiling. As long as the pot is boiling, it's not going to be poling. Nivla bola miflat lo poling. It's going to be boleya, but it won't be mafli. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara. So Tosfos says on the Shenafel Tov Yore Rosachas Nimivla Bola Miflat Lo Polad. He doesn't even quote the Rashi, but he just assumes the Pashup Shad is that since the pot is boiling, so therefore it's not going to be polad, it's only going to be bolet. So Tema Fractos is the Dover Hanira Leinayim Hu De Polad. It's Pashup not true in the Metzius. You see, it's Nikar Leinayim. It's near Leinayim. We see it in our eyes that even when the pot is boiling, it is polad. How do you see that? The Kshenostim Yerek Bekedere Rosachas Mishtana Maris Hamayim in a Yerek. V'chein Basar Shuma Nimach L'socha V'nira Hashamunis Al Harota. Says Tosfos, you put a vegetable into boiling water. The vegetable starts to disintegrate. The color from the vegetable enters into the water. Right? The color from the vegetable is entering into the water. You put Basar Shuma, you put fatty meat. Right, it's nimoach, it's melting, the shuman is going to melt into the water. So you see that the ochel is taka polate into the water. So here too, it should be polate, even though the yor is rosachas, the yor is still bubbling over, it's boiling. So what you see from Maisim Bechol Yom, that there is a plata even when there's a resicha. There's a plata from the ochel. So if there's a plata from the ochel, the same thing over here. There should be a plata from the... From the basa fractosis. The plate from the basa. The Ramban asks another kasha on Rashi. Pirush Rashi is up to Ramban, she calls Rashi, and Nachmer Sichasa, and Apolik. They should call him a silk or call him Shetanuah. Rabbi Shmuel Heshiv. The Rashbam, the next pshat in Tosfos, the Rashbam was sensitive to Rashi. That's why he learned a different pshat. So he was bothered with Rashi. Sherei hadover nira la'ayin shimnosim b'osar ashlokos b'mayim mishanin esmareyim l'mara shuman b'osar ol l'mara ashlokos. You see that the ochel gives a plate. Right? The things come out of the ochel, the color comes out of the ochel, the shuman disintegrates into the mayim. So why over here is it not going to be a maflit the cholav that came into the bus? The ofrek, the Rashbam, mitoras hagola nilmad. Let's learn from hagola from Echshe Kalim that the bliya does come out, that it is polate, even if it's rosah. Shari mayim roast and magilim. The kodem sheyanuchum esichas and esalkin osam. What do we do when we do hagola? So we boil up a big pot, a big kedera, and we throw the smaller things into the kedera. The silverware and the smaller pots, and the water is bubbling. We take out the pots that were magil, that were machshir, even before the water stops bubbling. So if you assume the mivla bola miflat lo polit, so then how's it going to be polit? The only the hagola is beroschim, right? You're going to do hagola when the water is bubbling. But if you say that as long as the water is bubbling, it's not going to be polluted. It's only bolea. It's going to suck in. It's going to cause things to be sucked in, cause bleas to be sucked into the kedera, but it's not going to be polluted. So how's it going to be maflit what's inside the kalim that you're putting in the boiling water? Hagola is the biggest raya that when you have something that falls into boiling liquid, the boiling liquid is going to cause haflot. The cause of flood is not just mafli, but it's going to be mafli as well. So here too, why shouldn't it be mafli? But pilei ploim, frankly, Rashbam and Rashi. Two kashas. First, from Eisim b'chol yom, that you see from an ochel, that the ochel is mafli when you put it into boiling water. And second, hagola is the biggest raya that when the water, that even when the water is boiling, it's going to be mafli. Because if you tell me that it's only going to be mafli after it stops boiling, so what's the hechsher kedem that you're doing? You're putting the pots in, the silverware in, but you're going to take it out before the kedera is going to stop bubbling. So how does Agola work with Chlal? Bemis, the first kasha on Rashi is really not such a kasha of the Chlal. Kasha of the Rashbam, kasha of Tais. That's very easy to answer. What's the simple answer to that kasha? There's a simple chilik that you can draw. Yeah, what's the answer? Rafi.
Water's so clear, so you see it right away.
Yeah, but you do see that the vegetable is giving off some of its tam, if you will, some of its color. So something is entering into the water. Isn't something entering into the water? Yes.
Something isn't being put into the water.
Something isn't what?
That something isn't being put that was going in, but you have to put it over anything.
What do you mean? It's coming out of the ochel. So the same thing over here. You have the cholov that went into the basa. So it should be mafli from the bus, even though the water is boiling, even though the milk is boiling, it should be mafli to the bus, and yes?
The vegetables is meat, no?
You're saying different types of foods might function differently?
Like
I don't know, the second example of Tosis is from Shuman Basa. That is also a piece of meat. You see that the meat is giving off some of the time. Okay, last one, Josh?
Yeah, maybe, even though it's mafli, it's not bolea. It's not bolea.
What are you saying? It's mafli? Mafflet. So we're trying to make a tzushtel. We're making an equation from two cases where it's mafflet. What's the chilik? The chilik could simply be that there's a difference between the ochel itself being mafflet something, or the ochel being mafflet what it was bolea. And here the busser is not being mafflet its own shuma. Maybe that taka happens even if the liquid is boiling. Here we're talking about being mafled the cholov that it was bolea. Maybe that's not going to happen. It's a very simple chilik l'charis, right? That maybe even if the liquid is boiling, the ochel is going to be mafled its essence. It's going to be mafled something from inside its time and its color and chalokim of the ochel. But who says it's going to be mafled something that it was bolea? Something foreign, something external that it was bolea. Who says it'll be mafled? Maybe Taka. That's what the Gemara is saying according to Rashi. That kolzman, as long as the cholov is boiling, so what's nivla into the basar is not going to be nivla. Maybe that's all the Gemara was saying. So it's not such a raya for ma'isim b'chol yom that it should be faket. Yes.
Like, shouldn't the original plate from the meat, like the original meat juices getting into the cholov, be enough to make that cholov itself basar b'chol before you have the actual plate of the cholov coming out of the meat?
The original meat juice, what do you mean? The meat has liquid inside of it. It's not, nothing is being nivla into the meat. We're not talking about what's nivla into the meat. We're talking about the shuman in the meat. The shuman in the meat is something natural to the meat.
But once that shuman gets into the cholov, I'm saying that should make that cholov possible cholov cholov. You shouldn't have to wait till there's a bolea and then a flata of the cholov within the meat to make that.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about in the Gemara. In the Gemara, we're assuming that bus is not going to ask for the cholov because the cholov is shishim connected that bus. We're saying that there should be a problem that the cholov that's nivla into the basar is cholov nevela. It's going to be nifla, it's going to come out. It'll be cholov nevela with the cholov shel heter, and that'll asin. So who says that as long as the yore is bubbling, that what the basar is bolea, it's going to be polate? Maybe it's polate something from its essence, but it's not polate what it's bolea. That's not going to happen. There isn't a two-way street over here. It's bolea, and only when it's noch from the resicha, then it's going to be polate what is bolea. The first kasha of Rashi, first kasha against Rashi is not such a difficult kasha answer. The second kasha is much mushver. Hagola l'chora shows you, right? The din hagola shows you that even when the water is bubbling, right? Even when the water is bubbling, it is going to be mafleh. Right? The water is going to be mafleh, what's inside the kli. Not just the essence of the kli, but what's in, something foreign that entered into the kli. Because if it's not going to be mafleh when it's bubbling, so how can you be magil in the boiling water? You're going to take it out before the boiling is going to calm down, before the bubbling is going to calm down. It's really difficult. So comes the Ritva and suggests, Enochanami, Mikor Chomer Akushya. What do you have to say? Dr. Ritva, if you pass the near, the other come a mivla bola mashimi bachu, it's a mivla lo polit klun, ba'od she hayore rosachas, adin niach mirsi chosam, kidim farsh ba'osam. Pashup Shana is like Rashi, that ad she yanuach mirsi chosam, it's not going to be polite what it was bolea. Ulafiza, Dr. Ritva, shemagil and kalim, hayat sarach la'ashosam b'mayim at she yanuchu ha'mayim mirsi chosam. According to Rashi, what should emerge is a chiddush ladin, a murder kachiddush, unbelievable. That if you magal kalim, you have to wait, you have to put the kalim inside and wait until the water is going to calm down from the bubbling, because until that happens, there'll be no haflota, no plata from the kli. Pella, right? The answer to the question is, the question is so good that according to Rashi, you have to say, Haggadah requires that you leave the kli inside until the resicha of the keder is going to calm down. And only then the haflot is going to occur, and that's when the hechsher is going to happen. Yes?
What's the point of boiling
So apparently the water, you're saying the water certainly has to be hot. Cold water is not going to do anything. So what's the purpose of the boiling? Apparently, you have to put it in when it's boiling. Somehow, it's when it calms down from the boiling. If you take it from the state of boiling to not boiling, whatever that state is, right? I'm not sure how to define it. I guess since we're machmer to be magil only in bubbling water, so I guess it's when the water is still hot, but it's not bubbling. So at that state, that's when haflata occurs. Yes.
It makes no sense. The Ramban seems to be asking on the Ritva that. During when the water is no longer boiling, when it's lukewarm, it of course shouldn't have any plato. Like it's already past the point of state. Like plato, you need to have hot water. If it moves to lukewarm, it shouldn't make any sense.
Right. So maybe the answer is that the plato occurs before it's poshim. Poshim is really lukewarm. That's not boiling. I mean, it can still be very hot, much more than poshim, but it's not bubbling. So maybe somehow at that stage. When it stops the bubble, somehow there's going to be a hechsher, there's going to be a plato. It's a good kasha, Josh. That's what you're asking. It's a good kasha, but that's what you have to say. That there will be some kind of plato at that point of demarcation. Right? When you're moving from resicha, not to poshim, resicha to hat, it's still above poshim, that's when the plato will occur. Yes?
Could it be that the water needs to be boiling to be able to enter whatever it is? And then to draw that thing out. Meaning, if the water is not boiling, then it won't go in, it won't take out. It won't be able to be. The water has to go in, and then once it cools off, then the water comes out, and the water comes out with whatever it came
in. I hear you. Maybe that's Hakokshah. That the boiling is really to be Nivla. The water has to go in to suck something out.
They can't come out.
So then, when the Resicha dies down, then it'll be able to be Nivla. That's a good shot, Michael. I like that. That might be the answer to it. Right, you hear? That the water goes in when it's boiling, and then as it's calming down, then it'll be mafli. Maybe that's not going to shine. My brother-in-law, Rabbi Shmuel Maybrook, wanted to suggest that maybe there's another answer to this second kasha against Rashi. Maybe you don't have to say Hagola requires that you wait until it calms down, until the haflata occurs. So what's the answer? Maybe the answer is that there's a fundamental difference between a bli inside an ochel and a bli inside a kli. Maybe a bli inside an ochel is not going to leave, it's not going to be niflat until the resicha calms down. But a bli inside a kli maybe will come out before the resicha calms down. Right? Maybe a bli inside a kli is niflat more easily than a bli inside ochel. So the bli inside ochel, right, in the case in the Gemara, the cholav is niflat to the basa, but maybe until the resicha calms down, it's not going to be niflat because that bli has a harder time coming out. Hagolah is no riot to anything because Hagolah is talking about a situation where there's a bli inside the kli. Maybe a bli inside the kli has an easier time coming out. So a bli inside a kli, taka, maybe it will be niflat even before the resicha comes down. That's a simple answer. chilek between a bli inside an ochel as opposed to a bli inside a kli. Be'emes, it's not such a pella, that chilek is really not such a big chiddush, because we find precedent for that. And we found precedent. Where? Where have we found in Rishonim that there's a chilek between bliya besocha ochel, bliya besocha kli, that a bliya besocha kli has an easier time leaving? Yeah. Rashba, exactly. Rashba. That's our favorite Rashba. Rashba in Shuvas, Rashba in Chidushim. We had a long discussion. Machlokas Efshel Sochto Asa, Efshel Sochto Mutter. Does the Chaticha go back to its original Heter? Right? Does the Chaticha go back to its original Heter? If you hold Efshel Sochto Asa, it doesn't go back to its original Heter. Now we talked about, even according to the Manda Amar, that if you don't say Chaticha Nesas Nevela B'Shari Surim, maybe that's a din of Chaticha Nesas Nevela. We don't say Chaticha Nesas Nevela, perhaps. But maybe the Chaticha still remains awesome. Right? The Chaticha still remains awesome. We had a whole discussion. The Rashba assumes that the Chaticha does remain awesome, and he gave two different reasons for that. One was that we're not sure how much left, how much was niflat from the Ochel. But the other pshat the Rashba had is, even Taka, if we can be Mishar, that everything is going to spread evenly in the Kedera, and maybe Taka, enough will leave that it'll be misbat, but the Issa that was nivla is going to be misbat, maybe that's not enough to be Machsha the Ochel. The fact is that all of it is not going to go out, right? That all of this is not going to go out. How does he know that all this is not going to go out? Then kei matzino hagala ba'ochlin, because then you'll find hagala. You should be able to be machshir ochlin. We don't find that you can be machshir ochlin. You can be machshir kelim, but not ochlin. This is what the Rashba writes in the Chidushim. Kuf chesta mebeis. Yeshlama the shiny kalim me ochlim, the kalim ainis reches bohen bliyasan, ela omedes besochan kein kons. In kalim, the bliya doesn't cling to the kli. The sreches, it doesn't cling. Hold on tightly to the kli. It's just sort of like sitting there in a container. Right? It's like you have a milk container inside the kli. Not quite. Right? But it's not nisrach, right? It's not clinging to the kli. It's sort of sitting there, kein kono. So b'ma'at resicha yotzeis pliyasan mehen kula miktasa. The little bit of resicha, then the bliya can come out. It comes out entirely. It could come out entirely, the Rashba says. But it can come out partially. Even if it comes out partially, so then it's batel. And once it's batel, it's okay. Right? Once the bliya inside the kli is batel, then it should be okay. But it might even come out bekula. It might even come out bekula. Masha'enkein ba'ochlen shinisereches mispashet besochem ve'en yotzeis beniklen. But ba'ochlim, the bliya is nisreches. It does hang on. It does cling to the ochel, and it's mispashet in the ochel. It doesn't leave so easily. In a yotzes benikla kol kach, hilkach ena yotzes ki im al yidei rotev. That's why you need a rotev to take it out of the ochel. B'teida shehare yesh hagala lekele mashenkin laochlim. B'chozel lekalas pleitos and shokelim. You find that there's hagala for kelim and not for ochlim. Why can't you be magil and ochel? It's because the bliya is nisreches and mispashetes v'socha ochel. It clings to the ochel. It's mispashet in the ochel. It doesn't leave as easily. So because it doesn't leave as easily, we don't know for sure that it's yoseis legamri. It's not going to leave completely. So therefore, it's going to remain aser. But by kelim, you can do hagola, because we assume that the bliya is going to leave. Maybe even entirely. Because the bliya is not clinging as much to the kli. So just like the Rashba finds that there's a distinction between a bliya inside an ochel, a bliya inside a kli, in terms of whether we can assume that the bliya might actually live completely, so too, it's not such a far jump to say, according to Rashi, there's a chilek between a bliya inside an ochel, a bliya inside a kli, in terms of whether it's going to be niflat as long as the liquid in the pot is still bubbling. Maybe a bli inside the ochel is not going to be niflat as long as the pot is still bubbling. But a bli inside the kli will be niflat. So that's why you can be magil by putting the kli into the boiling liquid, and you take it out before the bubbling calms down, because that's a bli inside the kli, and maybe that taka will leave. It will be niflat even when the kli is still bubbling. Okay, so these are the possible answers for Shitas Rashi, that either maybe taka Rashi would be magil, but you have to leave the kli that you're being magil inside the kedera gedola, inside the kli that you're being magil in, until the resicha comes down. The other way to look at it is say, no, there's no kasha b'chlal, because there's a chilek between the bli inside an ochel and the bli inside a kli. Okay. This is Rashi. But Tosis doesn't like Rashi. Right? Tosis asks on Rashi from Eisen B'chol Yom that it doesn't seem to make sense that we find that it's Miflat Polit even if the Kedera is still Resachas. Pirish Ben Shmuel, so Tosis offers another Pshat. He quotes the Rashban. The other Kama, Miflat Lo Polat, Hainu Achi Soveh Milev Lo. Havlacha Shesoveh, Chozo Pole. Bechem Pirish Arav Rabbeinu Shemaya. The Rabbeinu Shemaya and the Rashbam say, no, that Miflat Lo Polat in the Gemara doesn't mean that it's not going to be Polat as long as the pot is Roseach. No, it's that Miflat Lo Polat means it's not going to be Polat until it's Soveh Milev Lo, until it's finished being Boleah. When it's full from the Belia, then it'll start to be Poli. But until it's full from the Belia, until the Boser is full from the Belia Sacholov, it's not going to be Poli. So the Rabbi Nishmai explained, that's Pshat in the Gemara. So, Kinayach Chodar Poli, Hainu, Kinayach Mibliyoso, when it calms down from the Belia, if it's Soveya Milivloa, so then it'll be Poli. So how can Rab say that the Cholov is Mutter? The Cholov will come out at some point in time. When it's completely satisfied, when it's completely full of the blia, then it'll start to be polite. Umshani shekada misilko. That's what the Gemara is answering. Shekada misilko. Not kada misilko before it's nachmer sichos. But kada misilko kodem shagomer bliyasa. Before it was gomer the blia. So if it's not soveh milevloa, then it's not going to be polite. So it's the same as the pshat according to Rashi. It's just the timeline is different. Right? According to Rashi, you have to be kada misilko before the. Before it's nachmer sichosa, but according to the Rabbeinu Shmaya and the Rashbam, you're kadam vesilko before the blia is completed. Before the blia is complete. Zok toisus v'osan kelim makaoras ha'asuras k'shemagilim osam v'soch yorah gedola v'menichan osam mibifnim k'shamayim roschim v'matzuch Rabbeinu Shmuel l'anicham shor gedola k'dei shihelem shos ligmar blia v'lachsa v'lifflor achata. According to Rashbam, it comes out of Chiddush Ledina. Chiddush Ledina. You don't have to leave the kelim that you're being magil inside the pot until it's nachmer sichosav. Right? You don't have to leave it there until it starts to calm down from the bubbling, but you do have to leave it there a little bit of time. Right? Even if the water is still bubbling, that's okay. But you still have to leave it there some time because first the kli has to be bolea completely. Right? It has to finish its belia, and once it's finished with the belia, then it's going to be choser polet. But until it's bolea completely, and we don't know when that's going to be, we have to give it a little bit of time. Right? So you have to leave it in there a certain amount of time so that it can be bolea completely, finish its belia, and only then it's going to be poli. Bit chiddush according to Rashbam. Yeah. But fractalis is very difficult. The dover temahu, the mi boki leida shirza. Who's going to figure out how long it has to stay there? It's soveh milivloa at 15 minutes, half an hour. How do you know? And you know, it's a big pellet to say that's really the pshat. Om Rabbi Nutam, so the Rabbi Nutam gives a third pshat. What does the Rabbi Nutam say? Adi kamar hacha mivla bola mivla lopolit, hainu lopolit ma shebola achshav. Abba masha yabalua mikodem polit. Rabbi Nutam says, you know what the Gemara means to say? Not that mivla lopolit until it's not near sichosa, or until it's soveya milivloa. No, it's that miflat lo polit. It's not going to be polit what it's bolea now. Avada, it's going to be polit what it was bolea a different time. There's no two-way street now. As long as it's bolea from the resicha of the kedera now, it's not going to be polit that belief. But to be polit what it was bolea previously at a different time, that it will be polit. Our situation, the Gemara was saying that you put the basa falls into the cholov, so now the cholov is going to be nivla into the basa. Since it's nivla into the basa now, so that's not going to be nifla. Right? That's not going to be nifla. That's not going to be nifla. Until when? That's not going to be nifla now until it's nayach merisi chosav l'chav, right? Once it's nayach, then maybe the plate will taka come out. Because the Gemara says that sof kinayach chadar polit. But it's not going to be polit, but it's bolea achshav. But mashay balur mikodem, that it will be polit. So when you magil kalim, there's no shayla, right? There's no shayla. You can put the kli inside. Aye, but it has to be right? What it's bole, it's not going to be bole now. No, what it was, what the kli was bole on a different occasion, that the boiling liquid is going to be mufflet. That for sure is going to be mufflet. What it's bole on now, it's not going to be pole as long as the water is boiling. What it's bole on now, it's not going to be pole as long as the water is boiling. But what it was bole on a different occasion, that it will be pole. That's why you could be magil the kalim, because even if the water is boiling, it will be pole what it was bole previously. So that's the nafkamina l'chara. The nafkamina in these 3 days, the Rabbeinu Tam against Rashbam and Rashi, is how long do you have to leave the kelim in when you magil them? According to Rashi and Rashbam, you got to leave the kelim in for a certain amount of time. At least the way that the Ritva learned Rashi, right? The way the Ritva learned Rashi, you'd have to leave the kelim in there until it's nachmer sichosav, until the bubbling comes down. And according to the Rashbam, you got to leave it in for some amount of time until the bli is finished. So if you learn the other pshat in Rashi, then it's not mulchuch. Right? You can say that you'll put it in and take it out because a bli inside the kli can leave much more easily. But according to the Rabbeinu Tam, zicha, there's no reason to leave the kli in there. Just put it in and take it out because the pleita is going to occur even when the water is boiling. Because that bliya was a bliya in the kli from before. It's not a bliya that's occurring now. Only a bliya that's occurring now, the boiling water is not going to be mafluid as long as it's still boiling. How do we pass the mice on this shayla? So that's the Sha'arat Zion. It's in a tough nun base. Many of the halachas of Hechsher Kelim are found in Hilchos Pesach. Right? Yeridei and Chelek Beis also has simonim about Hechsher Kelim, but in Hilchos Pesach, Arachayim and Simon Tofnun Beis and Tofnun Aleph, these are some of the major simonim about Hechsher Kelim, all types of Hechsher Kelim. To the Sha'arat Zion, here in Tofnun Beis, Siv Gimel, he says, V'hineh betur kosa denogin lachnisun ulotziyam miyad. The minig is that when you do Hagolas Kalim, you put the kli isser into the boiling water, you take it out immediately. You just dunk it in and take it out. Dunk it in and take it out. You have to wear gloves, obviously. You have to protect yourself, make sure you don't get burnt. But you can put it in and take it out. Ayin betash because of the miyad lav dafka. The Taz says it doesn't really mean miyad. Yapri chadosh biyardes and a kuf chaf alef hiskim medivri atur kepashtay. The prichadosh says no. Take the tur kepshuto. It's miyad. But the Mishnah Berurah says that lechatchila you should really leave it there a little bit. Well, what's this? Leave it there a little bit. Miyad. Lechora, what the Taz means is that you need some time for the plata to occur. It's not like it's an instantaneous thing. You just dunk it in and you take it out immediately. So what? How did the plata happen? It's an instantaneous, magical thing that happens immediately. So the Torah apparently learns that's the din. The din is that you put it in. We assume that whatever has to happen happens immediately. But the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah seem to be saying you have to leave it in there a little bit. Not as long as the Rashbam. You don't have to leave it in until the bli is finished, until the plate is going to occur. No, you leave it in for a second or two, for a little, a few moments. That's enough for the plate to occur, and then you'll be able to take it out. Then you'll be able to take it out. Questions? Yes.
The water boiling is what's being polled with it in the meantime. It's being polled what is there from the beginning.
What? It's being polled what was there from before.
Exactly. So isn't the same boiling water should be able to be polled whatever goes into it now? But why not be that what goes in and goes?
Yeah. Why is it a one-way street? Now, it's polled whatever is there. Yes.
It seems like you could be making the same distinction you said before about the vegetables, the meat that are giving off what they intrinsically have going in, but it's not a two-way street. Meaning, we reject the first question of Tosfos that says for vegetables and meat, they're giving off what they already have, as opposed to the case of the meat that goes into the milk. It's not going in and going out. It seems like the same distinction.
So you're saying even if it's foreign matter inside the kli, but what was there from before almost becomes part of the kli.
So it seems like
right? So the kli will be maflit itself, something that's part of itself, but it's not going to be maflit something new. Right? Somehow it looks, again, I can't explain this. The question is, what's the metzius, right? Apparently, if it's a new blia, so that new blia is not going to come out. That's being sucked into the kli. But once the kli leaves the boiling water and that and it calms down, the, you know, and the heat calms down, so then it sort of becomes part of the kli. So if it becomes part of the kli, so that essence of the kli, that it will be maflit the next time. But something that's new is not going to be maflit. Efshin. It's not a bit svara. Yeah.
So according to our
it still is a jump because that is intrinsic to the ochel. This is still foreign. Still a belia.
It becomes
intrinsic
so
because of calm down. Yes. Okay.
According to Rabbi Tam, you would say Achshav is how long? A ben yom or just hot? Like
when it's hot. When you put it in when it's hot. So any belia that came into the kli when it's hot is not going to be niflat. That's what it sounds like.
Aren't we usually not doing hazala when we have a hot kli? Is it at some point I'm taking a kli and I want to do a gala, I'm not really taking a really hot
clean
and putting
No. I'm putting it into a boiling pot.
Yeah.
I take a cold clean, I put it into a boiling pot. So as long as that pot is boiling, what happens is it'll be mufflet. If you put a clean inside, it'll be mufflet what's inside the clean from before, but what it's going to be mavliya into the clean. That's what we're going to talk about in just a moment. There could be something in the water,
yeah.
Right? So what if it's mavliya into the clean, like the case in the Gemara. Right, the cholov that's nivla into the basa, that's not going to leave. Because that was nivla at this time that the liquid would boil. Okay. So these are three pshatim in the Gemara with the different biur. Let's go further in Tosfos to the next stage. Okay, it's based on the Rabbi Natan, but he's really introducing another issue over here. What is Tosfos saying? The ein lahatim itam zeh. Don't think that based on the Rabbi Natan, this idea that the boiling water is not going to be mafled with its boleya now. So don't say based on that, lahat demitamze lahagel klishu ben yomo, kashayin b'mayim shishim levatel ha'iser, ulahanichan bifnim kashayin ros. Don't assume that you can do hagala on a kli that's a ben yomo without shishim. It seems to be a major discussion that the Tosfos brings up in many different contexts, right? It's a very important issue. Because in some situations, you might not have shishim, and we have to know how do you do hagolah to be machshir a kli, right? The kli could be a ben yomo, it could be within 24 hours. The water, the boiling water, might not be shishim. Now, what do you need to be magal the kli? Do you need shishim? Do you not need shishim? So says Tosfos, maybe you'll say based on the Rabbeinu Tam, there's no need for shishim. That's a tremendous kula. Right? There's no need for shishim. A Tosfos earlier on Daf Kuf Amud Beis had a discussion about this in a different context. He says that if you don't say Chatich Nasas Devela B'Shari Surin, so then there shouldn't be a problem over here. Right? You should be able to be Magil, even a Kli that's a Ben Yomo, even if there's no Shishim, because what's the problem? What's going to happen? So the Bli is going to come out. The Bli is going to come out, but it'll be Batal in the water. So even if the water is going to be Chozer V'Nivla into the Kli, but the Bli is Batal in the water, so then there won't be an issue. Every Bli that's going to be Batal, it's going to, it's not going to be a problem. If you say Chatich Anas is Devela, so that would be an issue. Right? But if you don't say Chatich Anas is Devela, even if you don't have shishim in the water, but some of the bleah is going to come out, and the water is going to replace it, so then it's not going to be the same type of bleah that you had before. That should be okay. If you say Chatich Anas is Devela, that would be a problem. So here Tosfos addresses it from a different angle. He says, maybe you'll say, if you take the Rabbi Natan seriously, that the boiling water is going to be mavliya, but not maflit. It's going to be mavliya. It's not going to be maflit what it's boleya now. Right? It's only going to be maflit what it was boleya previously. Right? The bleya inside the pot. The bleya inside the clear that you're being magil. But it's not going to be maflit what it's boleya now. So maybe you should be able to be magil without shishin. How? What did that do? So don't look at it. Don't look at the kli. Let's look at the water now, he says. What is he saying? Demaya mivla bali ha'isa shebekli v'lo palti. Maybe the water is boleya, the isa shebekli, but it's not going to be polite. It's not going to put it back into the kli. Demabayim shem tzlulim. Just one second. What's Tosfos trying to suggest? According to the Rabbi Natan, if you say that mivla bala mivla lo polit means that anything that's boleya, now it's not going to be polite. So just like anything that the kli is boleh now, or that the ochel is boleh now, it's not going to be polite. So too, the water, you put the kli, iser, into the boiling pot, so now something's going to come out of this kli, iser is going to come out of the kli, it's a ben yomo, so it's no sintam l'shvach, it's still iser. So why shouldn't we be afraid that if you don't have shishim, it's not going to be batel, and then it's going to go back into the kli? So says Tosis, no, Rabbi Natan just told you that any time that it's boleya, when it's boiling, it's not going to be boleya. So the water is going to be boleya, but it's not going to be boleya back into the kli. Right? The water will be boleya, but it will stay in the water. So you can put the kli in, leave it there, take it out, whatever you want, right? As long as the water is boiling, whatever was nivla into the water will not go back into the kli. So you can solve all of the problems according to the Rabbeinu Tam. That's what Tosis wanted to suggest. So he says, don't say that. The Vayim Shein Tzululim Lo Shayach Lomar Beliya Lo Bali Ela Shemisari Bohen Ha'isa. He says the whole idea just doesn't make sense in the case of water, because water is not boleya. A kli is boleya. A kli absorbs and it expels. There's beliya and plata from a kli, but not in the water. Whatever comes out from the kli just sort of hangs around the water. Again, I can't explain Metzius over here, but somehow he's looking at the water differently. That it's not nivla into the water. Just like the water is just sitting there, right? So what comes into the water is in the water, but it's all just sitting there. It's not nivla into the water. It's misarev in the water. So that could be chosev and nivla back into the kli. And that's the problem. Right, the issa that's coming out will be chosev and nivla back into the kli, and that will be an issue if you don't have shishim. If you don't have shishim to be mevatel the issa, so then it will be chosev and nivla into the kli, and it'll ask the kli once again. The gamein svar lomer dechiyechid amar mivla bola miflat lo polat masha bola hachanami miflat polit mivla lo bola masha pola. Come again. Says Tosfos, you have to hold on tight over here. Okay, so first he talked about the idea that maybe the water is going to be boleya, but not polis. He says that's not true because the water is not viewed as a medium that's boleya. So he says, but maybe we'll take the equation in the other direction. But just like we'll say that the kli can be boleya, but it's not going to be polate as long as it's not going to be polate what it's boleya now. Maybe we should also say that the kli will be polate, but not be boleya what it's polate now. Just like it's not going to be polate what it was boleya now, it shouldn't be boleya what it was polate. This is a case where the kli that we're talking about is a kli isser that was polate, right? The kli isser is going to be polate into the water. So maybe you should say, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, that it's not going to be boleya what it was polate now. He said that can't be. There's no such thing. I mean, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that it's not going to be polite what it was boleh. It doesn't say that it's not going to be boleh what it was polite. That it can do. He says first of all, that equation between the two directions, he says, doesn't have to be like it. So, then he says, and it can't be. Not only do I not think that it's true, but the reality is, halachically, it doesn't make any sense. The imkain, yehe'osu lahagil shnei kelim zeh achazeh. You wouldn't be able to be magil two kelim. One after the other. Why? The Bahagola Sarisha Nesra Maim. Nasheni Yivla Min Amaim Masur. The Vade Platas Atzmo Lo Yivla, but Platas Kli Acher Yivla. He says, look, if you have two Kalim that are one after the other, even if you'll tell me that whatever the Kli is polate, it won't be Boleya in the same sitting, but another Kli will be Boleya, what the first Kli was polate. Maybe the first kli won't be boleya what it was polate, but there's no reason to say that the second kli is not going to be boleya plate that's just hanging around in the water. Second kli certainly would be boleya. And once you say that, says Tosfos, v'gam kli harishon eino machnas kula b'vasachas b'mayim rosim. You don't put the whole first kli into the water. Zimkei mashenut has tchila polate, b'tzara sheni shemachnas achakach boleya mashepolat tzido harishon. So once you realize that when it comes to two kalim, this statement that you're making that what it's polate now, it's not going to be boleya, that might be true about the first kli, but not true about the second kli. The second kli will be boleya what the first kli was polate. And if you can say that in two kalim, then you should say it in one kli too, because you're not going to put the whole kli in at one time. You put it in slowly, right? You put it in. So the first part is going to be polate. So it's not going to be boleya what it was polate, but the second half of the kli will be boleya what the first half of the kli was polate. So you're not going to solve any problem over here. But Kachnira says Tosis Dain Lahagel Kli Ben Yomak Hashem B'Mayim Samach Levatel. But Maskona, he says, you need Shishim. If you don't have Shishim and it's a Kli Ben Yomo, you're not going to be able to be Magil. The Hagola Demidyan Delo Asur Torah Ele Ben Yomo. The Asur Torah El Keder Bas Yoma Sahagol of the clay Midyan. What happened over here? What happened there? If you have a big keli, so how could they have been magil? He says it must be that they didn't have such a thing. Lo higilu el kelim ktanim b'soch hagdolim chayv b'mayim shishim levatel ha'isa. Must have been a situation where they were only magil smaller kelim, so you had shishim. So even though the Torah only asked kli ben yomo, you had shishim in the mei hagola, so therefore they were able to, that was able to be mevatel whatever was inside the kli. Okay, that's the maskon of Taisis. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah points out. Here at the beginning of Siman Tovlin Beis, he makes a very, very important point that whenever you're magil, if you do hagolah, you should always make sure that either the kli is a kli she'eino ben yomo, if it's not 24 hours, if more than 24 hours has elapsed after it's been used, so therefore we assume that it's no sin tam lefgam, that whatever taste in the kli is only a tam pogam, so then it's not going to be a problem in the water. Or if you have a kli ben yomo, you got to make sure that there's shishim in the water. Because if there's no shishim in the water, then the issa is going to come out and it's going to go back in. And there's no way to avoid that. There's no way to avoid that, so that's going to be a problem. Okay. That's going to be a problem. Okay. Finally, Tosis has one final comment. The Erev Pesach, Kodem Arba Shos, Mutal Lahagel Kli Shol Chametz, Avu Vishem V'Mayim Samu. But there is one exception to the rule, says Tosis, that you don't need shishim. And that's Be'erev Pesach when you magil klei chometz. Meaning if you magil klei chometz beheta, right, before the Zman Ha'isa, right, Be'erev Pesach before Dalet Shos. Once Dalet Shos, the Zman Ha'isa already has kicked in, midrabanan, so then we're not going to say this. But before, it doesn't have to be Be'erev Pesach. You can do it on Purim also, if you have any time, if you're a suitor. So even if you don't have shishim, it's okay, he says. Why? The ikah gimel nos neitam shel hetan. Nechomitz nos neitam b'kli, v'akli nos neitam b'mayim, v'amayim chozim v'nevloyim b'kli, yadayin hu hetar shu kodem ha-pesach. This is a very important statement. That when it comes to klei chometz, before the zman iser, that's an exception to the rule. You can be magal klei chometz even if you don't have shishim in the water. Why? What's the difference? Chometz is also asim. He says, no, if it's before the Zman Issa, then you have Gimel Nos Neitam. Right? You have not Barnat Barnat, as they would say, right? Nos Intam, Bar Nos Intam, Bar Nos Intam. Not just a secondary infusion of taste, but like a third level, a tertiary, if you will, a tertiary infusion of taste. So Gimel Nos Neitam, he says, that's going to solve everything. Not Kandavar. Right? So Taisa says that if you're Magil Klei Chometz, Beheter called him Zman Ha'isa, so then you have Gimel Nos Neitam, everything is going to be fine. So, this line of Tosis is really clear. First of all, what do you need Gimel Nos Neitam for? I mean, we haven't gotten to the sugi yet, okay. But we know that not bar nad is mutter, right? If you have Nos Neitam, bar Nos Neitam. If you have a secondary infusion of taste, Basar or Cholot, Beheter, right? If it was not bar nad, if it's only a Tam Sheni, Beheter, not be'isa, not that you had a b'li of nevela, a b'li of chazer, chaylev or something. That there, it doesn't matter. You can move it to the second stage, the second, third, secondary infusion of taste, tertiary. Doesn't matter. That's always going to be awesome. But if you have not barnat the hetera, you have a tam heter, a tam of cholov, or a tam of basa by itself, right? It's niveling to a kli, and then it comes into an ochel. Let's say you have fish or something. So that's not barnat, right? A secondary infusion of taste, beheter, that's mutter. Right, Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. We're going to get to it. Mitzvah Shem. The Gemara Kuf Yud Aleph on Beis has a Machlokas Rav and Shmuel about that, and we pass it. Not Barnat is Mutter. So why does Tosfos need Gimel Nos Neitam? Who asked him to mention Gimel Nos Neitam over here? That's Kasha number one. Kasha number two: is this really Gimel Nos Neitam? Is this Gimel Nos Neitam? What does he say? It's Gimel Nos Neitam because you have the chametz coming out from the kli into where? Into where? Into the water. And then it's Chosav and Nivla back into the Kli, right? So, right? You got your Yorah Gedola. That's the Yorah of the Hagola. You have your other Kli, right? This is a Kli of Chametz. Right? So you have a Bliya that goes out. This is point number one. Then it goes into the water, into the mayim. That's point number two. It's chozav and nivla into the kli. That's point number three. Gimel nos neitam. Why is it gimel nosetan? Because the blia went from the kli into the water and then back into the kli. Is that gimel nosetan? Yeah.
The
mayim is not a mokum. Tosas just told you a second ago the mayim is not a mokum. So what Tosas said over here? Somehow Tosas feels you need gimel nosetan. But he says that you have it. So first of all, why do you need gimel nosetan? Not Barnat is mutter by itself. Even Beis nosetan is going to be mutter. And secondly, if you need gimel nosetan, where is it? Where are the gimel nosetan? And a third kasha, chametz is mutter. I mean, chametz is awesome. We're talking about Pesach, right? You're going to be magal it before Pesach, but is chametz like basar or challah? L'chara chametz is a davar awesome. You're being magil for a din chametz. So how does Nat Barnat help you? You know, Nat Barnat, the Isura is a problem. If you have a secondary infusion of taste, of Isser, that's going to be awesome. So how does Nat Barnat help you at all by chametz? So the third kasha is the easiest kasha to answer. And that is, Tosus is clearly assuming that chametz is what we call hetera bola. The chametz kodem zman iser is really hetera bola. It was nivla beheter, and it has a din heter kol hashana kula. But that's not at all clear. There are many Rishonim that disagree with Tosus on that. The Ramban in the second parak of Pesachim is very famous for his shita to argue. Ramban holds chametz isura bola kol hashana kula. That's a din iser. Why does he say that? So the Ramban has a famous line. He says, because chametz shmo olav. Chametz is always called chametz. And we call it chametz. Kol hashana kula. What does that mean? But it's not also kol hashana kula. So what does he mean? The Rav had a very beautiful interpretation of that Ramban. He said that the concept of chametz applies kol hashana kula. There is an issa chametz kol hashana kula. Maybe not for the hedyot, but there is an issa chametz kol hashana kula. Where? The Beis HaMikdash. Right? Is it mutter to bring a carbon that's chametz? Doesn't the pasuk say kichol sar v'chol devash lo saptir minenu yishel Hashem? You're not allowed to bring sar. You can't bring leavened bread, right? We don't bring chametz in the Beis HaMikdash. A carbon mincha is matzah. What are the only two exceptions when we do bring chametz? Yes. The shtei alechem of Shavuos and Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim was matzah. It was not chametz. 10 of the breads of the Lachmi Toda. A carbon Toda has 40 breads. 30 of which are three types of matzah. 10 of which are lechem chametz. Okay, those are the only two exceptions. 10 of the breads of the Lachmi Toda are chametz, and the Shtei Lechem Shuas are chametz. But every other carbon mincha is matzah. I know the Lechem Aponim, you think, you know, it was show bread, right? Bread. But it wasn't. I mean, it was a showbread. I mean, it was a bread. But they knew how to make matzah that was not absolutely flat. It didn't rise. Right? They knew how to make it. It was matzah. It was not chametz. It's also to bring chametz on the mizbech. Dr. Rav, that's what the Ramban means. It's a mechudesh to kapshat. You know, it's not the posh pshat in the Ramban. But that's what the Rav felt the Ramban must be saying. Because if not, what chametz shmo olav? It has a shame chametz a whole year. What's the shame chametz? We call it chametz, but it's not really chametz. I mean, you really look at bread now, you know, the whole year, and you say, this is chametz? It's not chametz, it's bread. It's dough, but you can't call it chametz. It's not us now. No, Zokter Rav, it is chametz. It's chametz. There is a nafkamina lemaisa of chametz kol hashana kula, because there is an issa chametz in the Beis HaMikdash. So on Pesach, we expand that issa chametz. But because chametz is shmo olav, you can call it isura bola. According to the Ramban, Nat Barnat is not going to help you by chametz and Pesach. Right? So the fact that it's nivla before the Zman Isser, according to Ramban, is not going to help you, because that's not Banati Isura. Not Banati Isura is Asur. So clearly Tosus is assuming that Chametz is called Heterebo. That's clear. So the third Kasha is not a Kasha, you just have to know what the sheet of Tosus is. Why does Tosus need Gimel Nosnetam? So we'll see in the Sugi of Not Banat that there is a Shita that they call B'Shem Rashi. See, that perhaps Nat Barnat is not, the heter of Nat Barnat does not apply, and you have to be very careful when you use the word not in that sugya. Right? The heter of Nat Barnat will not apply to Bishul. Right? That if you're mevashel something, if the infusions of taste are through Bishul, there might not be a heter. The question is why, but that might be more chamer. The original case in the Gemara is where you took something hot right? Not that you're mavashlet. You took something hot and you put it on top of a ka'ara. You take something par, let's say dogim, sha'olu b'ka'ara, that you put on a plate, a flay sugar plate. Now the question is, can you eat it together with milk? So you didn't actually cook the fish in a pot that was fleshes. Now you didn't do bishr. Maybe if you were mavashal it in a pot, in a flesh sugar pot, that would be more chomer. Okay? So because there is a chomer that naparnat, that the heter naparnat might not apply to bishr, so that's why Tosfos wants the gimel nos metam, because here we're talking about a boiling pot. So boiling pot is like a bishr. It creates a stronger tam. So if you wouldn't have the gimel nos metam, it could be not by not. A tam sheni is not enough to be matir. So that's why he introduces the gimel nos metam. How is the gimel nos metam? How does that work? But the mayim is not a mokom. The mayim are not bolea anything. Could be the answer to that kasha is that Tosis assumes that to create a din of not by not, you don't have to be bolea. To create the gimel nos metam, it doesn't have to exit from mokom number one and be nivla into mokom number two and then be chos of a nivla back into mokom number one. It might be sufficient that it leaves, that the blia leaves mokom number one and goes back into mokom number one. Right? As long as it leaves, the moment it leaves mokom number one, it's no longer a tam rishon, it's in a separate place. But if it goes back into the same mokom, you don't call that a tam sheni. A tam sheni means it left from makom number one, and then it goes into a second makom. But here, since it left its original makom, we can't say it's a tam sheni in the same place. It was outside of that makom. Maybe it's enough not to be nivla in a second makom, but as long as it leaves the first makom, that's already viewed as though it's the makom sheni. Even though it's not nivla in the water, who cares that it's nivla in the water? It's still in a separate makom. It's not in the original makom. So now when it goes back into the pot, it's going to be viewed as though it's the makom shlishi. So it's b'makom shlishi, that'll have a din of gimel nos neitam. Okay, that's pshat and tesis. Questions? Okay. So far we have three pshatim in the gimel. That either the basar, the cholov that's nivlin to the basar, is not going to aser the cholov back in the pot, either because the pot is boiling, and it's not going to be polled as long as it's boiling, or it hasn't been finished being bolea, so it's not going to be polled until it's finished being bolea, or it's not going to be polled what it was bolea right now. Okay? These are the three pshat that Tosfos has. Comes the Ramban, and he offers a fourth pshat. An incredible pshat. Totally different. Fundamental pshat. What does Ramban say? What's the chiluk? Anyone? What's the chiluk of the Ramban over here? Yes. Exactly. Water is opposed to everything else. Water is opposed to everything else, says the Ramban. V'li nira sha'kol lefi mashehu. He says it's all dependent on what the thing is. Cholav roseach machlek v'nivlahu b'basav v'eino machlek es habasav. Cholav is nivla, but it's not going to be machlek es habasav. It's not going to come out of the basav when there's boiling. When it's still boiling. Chometz roseach somes es habasar v'eino maflit. Chometz, vinegar, boiling vinegar, is somes es habasar, it like locks in the meat. It's not maflit. Mayim roschim maflitim v'eino mavliim be'etzach yotzibo v'tzomsim b'kovei. Water, boiling water, is maflit. It's not mavlia. It's not mavlia be'etzach yotzibo. That means matechas, right? In wood and in metal and most kalim. It's not going to be mavliya, but it will be mafli. The covet in the liver, it's tzomis. Okay. So there's a fundamental chilek between cholav roseach as opposed to mayim roskim. Mayim roskim are going to be mafli, they're not going to be mavliya. That's the nature of water. The figos of the Ramban, ein hagol v'shami ne'mash k'nol b'mayim. What the Ramban, a chidish ladina, based on what I just told you, you can't be magil b'sham mashkim. You can only be magil b'mayim. And that's what we do. Right, the typical hagol is not, I mean, who's going to be maga with milk? Right, but even shamashkim, even parava things, we're not going to be maga. Only b'mayim, says Rabbi. But you have to be maga b'mayim, Zakir Amam, because the cholov or the other mashkim are not going to do hagol properly. They're not going to be maflit. Right, it's only water that has that koach, that even when the water is bubbling, it's going to be maflit, as opposed to mavliya. The other mashkim are not going to be maflit when it's still boiling. So that's why you can only be magil b'mayim. That's not the only chiddush that emerges from this Ramban. Think about it. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban is saying that mayim roshim are going to be maflit, but they're not going to be mavliya. They're going to be maflit, but they're not going to be mavliya. So according to the Ramban, is there any reason to keep the kli in the water? Any reason to keep the kli in the water? According to the same as the Rabbeinu Tam, that you could put the kli in and take it out, that should be true according to the Ramban as well. Right? We were troubled before. We said, how can you take the kli out? As long as the water is still boiling, it's not going to be maflid. Zok the Ramban, no, there's no such thing. There's no such halacha. The reality is that boiling water is maflid. Boiling water is going to be maflid from the kli. Cholov is not going to be maflid, but boiling water will be maflid. So according to the Ramban, like the Rabbeinu Tam, there's no need to keep the kli, and you can put it in and take it out. Put it in and take it out immediately. Once you put it in the boiling water are going to be maflid. What's more, according to the Ramban, you should be able to do Hagalah even inside a kli shel isser. Meaning, even if this big kedera that you're doing Hagalah in has a bli of isser inside of it, that still shouldn't be a problem. It shouldn't be a problem, but just one second. Isn't the bli going to come out of the dofnei hakedera? They come out of the walls of the pot, and they'll come into the kli that you're putting in the pot. Right? You want to be machsha the kli isser. So how can you be mashir kli isser inside a kli isser? The isser is going to come out from the outer pot and it's going to go into the inner pot. No, exactly, Michael says. It's going to come out of the outer pot, but it ain't going to go anywhere. It's going to stay in the water. Just like the isser of the kli that we're trying to be mashir is going to leave the kli, but it's not going to come back in. So too, the isser from the pot that you're being magil in, it's going to leave the walls of that pot, of the outer pot. It's just going to hang around. It's not going to be nivla, because boiling water doesn't cause blia. It causes a plata. It's maflit. It's not mavliya as long as it's boiling. Wow, that's quite a chiddush. That's quite a chiddush. According to the Ramban, would you be able to be magil a kli ben yomo in a pot that doesn't have shishim? Right? If you have water, you put water in, but you didn't fill it up so much. It doesn't have shishim in the water connected this kli. Would you be able to be magil such a kli? Yes, against the Rabbeinu Tam, against Taisus. Another chiddush of the Ramban. Because the yisod the Ramban says is that water is maflit, it's not mavliya. So it doesn't matter that Isser is gonna leave the kli, enter into the water. It's not gonna go back in anyway. You don't need shishim. So what that it's not batel? Say chatichanas is nevela von heimpis morgen. It doesn't matter. It's not gonna ask the kli. It's not gonna ask the kli. Another chiddush according to the Ramban. And the Ramban would say you could even be magil multiple kalim. In a kli she'eno ben yom, in a kli without shishim, without water of shishim, it's not a problem. But the first kli, the water, the bli in the kli is gonna exit. Then it's gonna go into the other kli. It's not gonna go anywhere. It's not gonna go into the first kli. It's not gonna go back into the first kli. It's not gonna go into the second kli or the third kli. It doesn't matter. Ramban is a murder kaddish. Hagol is based on the yisod that mayim are maflit. They have a cause to be maflit when they're boiling, but they're not gonna be mavliya. So if they're not going to be mavliya, so then you don't have to leave the kli in for any extended period of time. It's maflit immediately. It has that call to be maflit. And even if you don't have shishim in the water, there's no problem. And even if the yorah is asura, even if the yorah that you're being magal in is a yorah shel isser, there's still no problem. Because no isser, right? And we always assume that you never have shishim in the water connected the bliya and the funnus of the kedera. So what? That isser is going to enter into the water, but it's not going to enter into the other kelim. But this is dafka the koach of mayim. So comes the Ramban, the final nafkamina, right? Both in terms of zman, of how long you have to put into the, how long you have to put the kli into the water to be magil, and in terms of the actual hagola, what's the kli? Do you need shishim, etc.? And finally, what you can be magal with, what kind of liquid can you be magal with? The Ramban says, with dafka water. Because this is unique to the power of water, unique power of water, that it could be maflid, but it's not going to be maflid. Yes?
And this is all when it's boiling, right?
It's all when it's boiling.
Okay.
Who's the Mara Deshmaitza who disagrees with the Ramban and who says that you can be Magal even Bishar Mashkim? The Rashban. The Rashban at Tshuva says that you can even be Magal Bishar Mashkim not just with water. Obviously, he's going to learn a different shot in Hagimara. But he disagrees with Ramban. He disagrees with Ramban. The Ramban gives his Yesod to try to answer our Gemara. The problem is the Gemara in Zvachim. They both pilpul, the Ramban and the Rashba both pilpul with the Gemara in Zvachim. Maybe tomorrow we'll get to the Gemara in Zvachim. But let's just look l'maisa. How do we paskin in this Machlokas, the Ramban and the Rashba? So that's the Ramah in Simitofman Beis. It says Dalid. The Ein Magilan B'Shun Mashke Rak Ben Mayim. The Ramah says lechatchila one should not be magil b'shar mashke only b'mayim. Why? Because there are those who are machmir, those who assume that only mayim can work. The Ramban, right? But b'di'evet he says you can rely on the Rashba basically. Right? He's assuming like Rashba. The Orchas he says Beis Yosef b'shem Orchas Chai. There are other sheepers, but that's the Rashban Shuvas. B'di'evet you can be makel for the Rashba, but lechatchila you should be machmir for the Ramban. So comes the Pri Chodosh and says that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention this din. Doesn't say that Ein Magilan B'Shem Mashke Rak B'Mayim. So the Pri Chodosh says the fact that the Shulchan Aruch is mashmit this din shows that L'Chatchila he paskins like the Rashba. He says you can rely on the Rashba even L'Chatchila that you can be Magil even B'Shem Mashke. You do not have to be Magil B'Mayim. You do not have to be Magil B'Mayim. This is lemaisa in many circumstances. Moshe Feinstein was once asked the shaila that apparently there was some company that made margarine or butter or something, but it was treif. It was treif, and then they wanted to have a kosher run. But the problem was they didn't have time. The way that it was going to work out, they didn't have time to be machshir the machinery. They couldn't be machshir with boiling water because it wouldn't have worked out with the timing. So the shaila that he was asked was can they be machshir with margarine? Meaning have one run, just do a run with kosher margarine, and the kosher margarine will be machshir the kelim, and then after you machshir the kelim with the kosher margarine, you'll throw out that margarine, and then you'll have another run, and that will be for the really kosher margarine. That was the shaila that he was asked. That is the shaila. Right? Can you be magil with something besides water? So that shaila is a little bit more complicated because it's not cholov, rather, it's margarine. It's the question is shemen the same as cholov? It's actually mentioned by some of the Rishonim over here. The Ramban discusses. What does that mean, sharmashka? Any sharmashka? We're talking dafka about certain sharmashka. But that's just an example of a shaila relating to this, whether you can be magil b'sharmashka or you can only be magil b'mayim. Look at the Gemara in Zvachim. I want to figure out whether the Gemara in Zvachim really is a raya to the Rashba, a kash against the Rashba, and we'll try to figure out how the Gemara in Zvachim, how you can answer the way that the Rashba wants to learn the Gemara in Zvachim, how you can answer that according to the Ramban.